flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That was Pete Thamel on Game Day over the weekend discussing Bill Belichick and the vacancy at the University of North Carolina. He has more reporting on that, which we can get to here in the final hour.
Let's hear it.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Patriots Monday, but it's been a lot of Juan Soto talk, and rightfully so, all day long here on the show. You want to talk about Juan Soto, the Red Sox striking out? It's officially on to Plan B, or was this always Plan A? I got an email about this, Keefe, from a listener. Plan B is actually Plan A, because all along they were never getting Juan Soto. All so right. Now we'll find out what Plan A actually is for the Red Sox this offseason. You can jump in on that again, 617-779-7937. I'll get to Thamel's reporting in a moment. Mike Florio had a report last night on Sunday Night Football, or leading up to Sunday Night Football, that also coincides with something he wrote today. He says, former Patriots coach Bill Belichick made headlines last week being connected to a vacancy at UNC. He is, by all appearances, serious about the possibility of coaching at the college level. There's a reason or two for it, he says. As explained during Football Night in America, Belichick is, I'm told, quote-unquote, very surprised. He has yet to hear from NFL teams about coaching in 2025. And you could say, well, the season's not over. Of course he hasn't heard from anybody yet. Wrong. Number one, you're always working through back channels on vacancies and next jobs and leverage and everything else. But number two, there are three open jobs right now. The Jets, who he doesn't want and I don't think want him.
Nope, that one, crossed that off.
His commentary about Woody Johnson, I would say, takes him out of that one. But the Saints and Bears are also open. And Florio says none, we're told, have reached out to Belichick. So you don't have to believe Mike Florio if you don't want to. But that, to me, makes sense. Why is Bill even dabbling with a job like North Carolina, or using a job that would be mutually beneficial to both? North Carolina gets linked to Bill Belichick. They're linked to big names. Bill gets his name out there. Why even flirt with a place like UNC if your phone's ringing off the hook with job offers from the NFL? That never made sense to me. So I just wonder if he's ever coaching in the NFL again, and it's sinking in to him that if he wants to coach, this is where he's got to do it. A job in college that's not even a tier A blue blood college job.
No, my God. That's one of the many surprising things about it, is not only is it college that he's flirting with, but it's North Carolina. Like, of all schools, like, you could easily come up with 25 other schools that would make more sense than North Carolina, but here we are. I definitely thought that there wasn't going to be a lot of interest in the NFL in Belichick, but I thought there'd be some. And, you know, for him to do this now, I'm like, all right, it doesn't hurt you. Like, it looks a little desperate to some, but you're like, whatever. You're like, your name's out there. maybe everyone's thinking about what would that mean if he coached in college and blah, blah, blah. And now teams like Jacksonville and others who haven't fired their coaches yet, but in a few weeks will, they can be like, all right, well, we know for a fact Bill still wants to be in it. He's not retiring and he's not enjoying all these TV shows and or all these things that he's on. He's going to want to coach again. So we better bring him in for an interview. But in the early going, there would certainly, and whether it's tampering or not, like there would always be something. Like, do you think Jim Harbaugh left Michigan and was like, man, I hope I get one of these gigs? Like, I bet he was pretty sure he...
Not how it works.
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he had one lined up.
You try to line your next job up. I'm sure that's what Bill was trying to do in his last days in New England this time a year ago.
Well, I'm sure that out of all the things that
he probably thought he had the Falcons in his back pocket when he was leaving New England last year.
I think Bill probably had to be... Of all the things that have happened to Bill Belichick, including getting fired, I bet only having one team interested in him last year was probably the biggest surprise. But like, all right... The season didn't go great, even though he's confident enough that he can turn it around and he should be back. You know, if you read into how the relationship was probably with he and Kraft by the end of it, you're like, all right, he's done. But then he's like, all right, there are seven other openings and only the Atlanta Falcons come calling. So I do two interviews with the Falcons, almost take the Falcons job if I was even offered it. And then no, it's gone. Pulled out from underneath you.
So we said earlier, there's three vacancies right now. I'm with you. Like, the Jaguars are calling around, even though their job isn't open. Of course, they're calling around right now.
That one makes some sense.
A team like Dallas is probably calling around right now. Anybody who has questions about their head coach, the Patriots might be calling around right now. Even if they stick with Mayo, they probably are calling around. And not about Bill, but just about potential candidates. So the Jets are out. The other two vacancies right now are the Saints and Bears. You asked me earlier, could I see Bill going to either one, or could I see either one having interest in Bill? Maybe is the better way to ask it. We both crossed off the Bears immediately.
Bears should be a no-go. You got to get an offensive guy in there with Caleb Williams. And after the Eberflus thing, like, whether it's Ben Johnson, which would be the best hire, or even Cliff Kingsbury, not that he's a great head coach, but he's a good coordinator, and he worked with Caleb Williams before, maybe you give him. I don't think Bill would work.
I'm with you. I don't think Kingsbury is a good head coach, but Kingsbury or Bill with Caleb Williams?
For that team, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, maybe the Saints, but like, to what end? What are the Saints doing? I feel like they're in more of a rebuild.
So to me, I could see Bill taking any job he's offered in the NFL because I don't think the phone's ringing. But the Saints are the kind of organization that might bring in somebody like Bill. You're a little bit desperate. You have no identity. Yeah, you're rebuilding. But if you don't want to completely tear it down and you want to try to compete and sneak into the playoffs, that's the kind of place that maybe kind of sort of makes some
sense.
Isn't it
Jacksonville if they give them full control? Because nobody's going to give them full control. So maybe Jacksonville, then you just take that job. Maybe Dallas if... You know, you like, I don't have any other options. I'll work with Jerry. We'll stick it to Kraft, and like, that's what we'll do. Or you have to sit back and wait for a good team to lose in the wild card round, and their owner gets so frustrated that Sean McDermott, Nick Sirianni, whatever, fill out the name that's going good right now. But if you're like, we have the talent to win a Super Bowl, and we like a surprise firing. But I wonder if Bill's like, I can't wait around for that, because if that doesn't happen, then I'm out another year.
Yeah, I mean, I just think if he knew he had options, he wouldn't be publicly flirting with UNC. But here's what I was wrong about. I didn't think he would really go to UNC. I thought
he
would.
Yeah, just like, oh, you scratch my back, I'll scratch
yours. That's what I thought. Yeah. Have you changed your mind on that at all?
A little bit, yeah, I have.
The reporting over the weekend made me think he could be more serious about that. The Steve Belichick stuff.
So I hope that's not true, but it feels like it could be. We're meeting...
He'd bring Steve with him,
the D coordinator.
And Steve's the head coach in waiting.
In like 2 or 3 years, you have a head coach in waiting because his dad said to hire him. Like, that stinks. And who even knows if Steve would want that? It might just be Bill being like, this is what I want. Because remember that story that Wickersham wrote years ago about the dynastic run in New England? And he's like, Bill, at a time, Bill wanted to kind of go out on a high note. And whether that was Super Bowl or not, he wanted to leave the organization. Yeah. Not in a 4-13 state.
He failed miserably.
He wanted to leave them with a really good team.
Yeah.
And it was interpreted different ways, but the dynastic state might have been like, and it also said like, prop up his kids. So like, whether his kids just became the head coach or were surefire D coordinators, he wanted them to have like standing in the league. Now, obviously that didn't work. Steve immediately went to college as a D coordinator. His other son is still on the team as a position coach. And I think that's sort of like a make good to Bill in a way, not to completely trash him on the way out the door, even though they did kind of trash him on the way out the door.
They did plenty of trashing.
They did
that,
but they did keep Brian on the staff.
That Brian is still here. That's weird.
But if Bill takes a job and then he's like, hey, not only I'll take your job, but then whenever I decide to leave, which who knows when that would be,
you're stuck
Steve's
with my
the
kid.
Guy. And then, like, how long do we have to keep him for?
My kid, by the
what
way.
What if he stinks? And what if we get, can we get rid of him?
My kid, by the way, might not even be qualified to be a defensive coordinator in college.
Right.
Now we're making him a head coach at a place like UNC, which is not a top tier job,
yeah,
a blue blood
job. It's a real conference, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not right.
No, it's not a great school, but it's, or not a great football school, I should say. But it's not like.
No, you're in the ACC. So, like, I don't.
But, like, they've had Butch Davis and Mac Brown. Yeah. Like, they have had, like, coaches.
Look, for Bill, that job's way beneath him. For a guy who might not even be qualified to be a defensive coordinator in college to just jump to a job like that.
Shows you what
a
good daddy is, though. He's like, I'll take a job beneath me so I can get you a job that's above you, which I did for 20 years as it was.
I'm sure that's a league. It's a great dad flopping around on the beach, I'm sure, is what they think. So, Pete Thamel, by the way.
Yeah.
Talks between North Carolina and Bill Belichick for the school's open head coaching job remain ongoing, according to sources.
Huh.
Sources told ESPN that talks between UNC and Belichick have continued.
Yeah.
With some type of resolution either way expected this week. Belichick is expected to make multiple
winter meetings.
Yep.
Maybe that'll go down.
He's expected to make multiple public appearances this week, which could add some clarity to the level of his interest. He is has he started talking on McAfee yet or no? You're shaking your head, Nick. He's going to be on there shortly.
Okay.
So that's one of the many media places or many media gigs that he has going on. The NCAA transfer portal opens on Monday, which leaves UNC's roster potentially in flux, blah, blah, blah. Sources told ESPN that Belichick has met with UNC officials at least once in New York last week and that dialogue has continued. So that is an update. Last week we were told he had a Zoom meeting with UNC. Now we're told he had a meeting with UNC officials in New York. That's still not going to the college. That's still not seeing the facilities, being even in the town. So that's still different, but it's more than a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
And it's more serious than that.
Although he had multiple interviews with Atlanta.
Yep, that's true.
He did.
One on Arthur Blank's yacht.
Yep.
So he did. John Sumrall, the Tulane coach, has turned it down.
Turned down North Carolina.
Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator of the Steelers,
interesting
who
hire.
Went to UNC, he also turned them down.
Oh, okay. He said no.
It just says here, Matt Campbell is not expected to be a candidate. That also sounds like he turned them down. So the Tulane coach, Arthur Smith,
right,
who Bill was in the mix to replace in Atlanta.
He's got that FedEx money.
And then Matt Campbell are all not in the mix at North Carolina, but Bill's going to take the job?
Who's in the mix?
Okay.
They just give it to Steve now.
UNC has talked to Army coach Jeff Munkin about the job.
Hey, good year.
That seems like the only name as I'm skimming through this that jumps out in the story. The other thing that he does write, Thamel, is it's uncertain how deep UNC's talks with Belichick are per sources other than they've gone on for an extended period.
All right.
So it could still all be
having
a ruse.
Good discussion.
It could still be mutually beneficial that UNC gets their name out there, he gets his name out there, trying to entice NFL jobs. It does seem like there's more to it than I ever believed.
Now, do you think North Carolina would be willing to wait? Like a month. Like if they're trying to fill the job now, I know recruiting's a huge part of it. And like you don't want to be left behind.
To get Bill Belichick, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm saying like, does Bill want to take the North Carolina job now, not knowing exactly how the football season's going to end up and not knowing exactly who all the, like he might be right. He might have read the room. He and his agent are like, we're not getting a sniff. Like this isn't looking good. But you also don't have the full list of teams that are looking for a coach right now. And not only that, let's say all these teams want Ben Johnson. There's only one Ben Johnson to go
right.
around.
Yeah, you
so,
need.
So, like, Dion.
There's only Juan Soto. You need plans B, C, and D.
There's only Juan Soto. Yeah. No, but we went through this the other day. The best argument for Bill, whether you're really a pro Bill or even you're like, I don't think he'd be the best at this stage of his career, the candidates out there are pretty underwhelming. And there's probably going to be anywhere between 3 and 10 jobs available. So Ben Johnson takes one of them, maybe Deion Sanders. I don't even think he's a lock, but maybe Deion Sanders takes one. Mike Vrabel, and then what?
Yeah.
So, you know, I wonder if Bill wants to wait for his full list before he takes the
maybe,
North Carolina job.
I just think he's got a good idea right now. And by the way, speaking of right now, he is on McAfee right this second.
Okay. AJ Hawk's probably peppering him with questions.
Just relentless. He's like the Keith McPherson of that
show.
You
guys had the over on Navy mentions because his last answer had about 5.
I mean, look, my guess
they started Navy today?
I know, he's been talking about Navy for the last 45 seconds.
My guess is Bill's not going to say anything.
But McAfee has to ask
No, they'll ask.
Yeah.
And Bill's probably like, sure, ask, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't think he gets blindsided by any questions on that show. Rap Sheet tweeted out, this is 10 minutes ago, text line, 617-779-7937, same as the phone number, alerted us to this. He says, with plenty of buzz about Belichick and serious talks with North Carolina and a decision potentially coming down today with the transfer portal opening, he joins McAfee, perhaps he'll discuss. So Rap Sheet, and he's reported on this over the weekend.
Oh, because the transfer portal thing.
Seems to be echoing some of what Thamel had in his story there.
Huh.
So
he could get Tommy touchdowns.
I still think if he's getting turned down, or I'm sorry, if UNC is getting turned down by Arthur Smith,
yeah,
Matt Campbell, and Summerall, what's his name at Tulane?
Pat Summerall.
If those guys are like, I don't want the job,
yeah.
I still can't imagine Bill winds up there. But I don't think the phone's ringing from the NFL.
I don't know what people have against North Carolina. They were just in the Duke's Mayo Bowl last year.
What are they in this year?
Well, they're 6-6, so I don't know. Oh, did they get a bowl? They must have gotten
all
a
bowl. All the bowls came out yesterday. Yeah, after they announced the full bracket.
All right.
Christian Gonzalez, his Ducks are
they won six
number
games
one
this year?
North Carolina did win six
that
games.
Seems very high.
It does seem like a lot
they
of games.
They don't feel like they missed Drake May.
Ooh, you think?
No, yeah, they have one of the best running backs in the country.
Oh, big game. Oh, we should know this. They're playing the Fenway Bowl.
Wow.
Against UConn.
Wow.
How about that?
Right under our noses.
Bill could do some scouting. They're coming up on the 28th at 11 a.m. You got to get up early on Saturday the 28th. UConn, North Carolina, in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Wow, they could hammer it out here.
They could. They get a job done right here.
They could be
in America's oldest ballpark. Get that deal done. That's a big tilt. I didn't realize.
There you go. Look, I didn't. You don't have to believe Florio. The Twitch chat is just dumping all over Florio. That's fine. You don't have to.
He throws a lot of stuff out there.
He does. That's fine. But I didn't need the Florio report to understand the phone's probably not ringing off the hook for him to flirt with UNC. He's going to choose UNC over any job in the NFL.
Disaster.
So, like, you don't have to believe Florio.
But hey, Phil, how's the job search going?
To me, that makes sense. No, it's been a disaster.
No, it hasn't gone super great.
Doesn't mean
doesn't mean he won't get a job. By the way, speaking of Heyman, where is this?
Who? Heyman?
Yeah.
Paul Heyman?
No, John.
Yeah.
He sounds like Super Dave Osborne.
He does sound like the late, great Super Dave Osborne.
They can't even believe it.
That is a Super Dave Osborne.
That does sound a little bit like Super Dave Osborne. That's true.
That's really Marty Funkhauser. It does sound a little bit like
Funk Man.
Heyman didn't always sound like Super Dave. Kind of does now.
Yeah, well, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we all age a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you get some of that there.
Just, yeah, I guess as you get older, you sound different.
Get squeakier.
Yeah, maybe.
I was like Brady yesterday. Brady was squeaking all over
the place. He was fighting the voice. Fighting the voice gremlins a little bit.
Yeah.
Confusing a running back with Whittington.
Happens. He finally had a good game, though, to broadcast.
Oh, well, he's had
a lot of bad games. He got all these Cowboy games on here.
That's true. I saw Simmons was very complimentary of Brady yesterday. I'll be honest, I wasn't really hanging on every word in the broadcast.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
But from what I heard and was paying attention to, he didn't jump out to me at all.
No.
But there you go. Anyway, we'll monitor what Bill Belichick has to say here on the McAfee show.
He's not wearing Carolina blue.
Nope, that's
so
true.
So if you thought maybe there might be some tells, he's wearing just like a very plain.
McAfee's dancing all around it. He's basically just assumed that he's done all this.
Well, he does. This is what he does with these interviews, right? When he expects a lot of. He's done it with Rodgers before. Where he kind of beats around the bush, lets the audience build up. It's probably smart.
They did ask him about. Apparently, Schefter said that Bill met with the chaplain of UNC or something for 5 hours. So Bill goes, "I'm going to give my press conference answer on this one." He didn't answer it. So I'm reading to the non-answer.
He's just like funny going guy. Right back into Coach Bill.
He's a funny guy. Yeah. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Maybe we'll get to some of that coming up. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending on a Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with Drake May this afternoon with Arcan and Hart. And on the way next, it's time for Grab Bag.
This copyrighted telecast is presented by authority of the Office of the Commissioner of Grab Bag and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form without express written consent.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones. The first ever 12-team college football playoff bracket has been released. We talked about it briefly with a friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez. His Oregon Ducks are the number one seed. They won the Big Ten.
He was pretty wordy about it, actually.
He actually wanted to talk a lot about that, more so than anything else ever. So, Oregon is the number one seed, Georgia the two, and then it has to be conference champions to get a bye. So that's why Boise State out of the Mountain West and Arizona State out of the Big 12 are the four teams with byes.
Yeah, so that rule, by the way, sounded good in theory, but watching it in practice, get rid of that.
I think they're going to toss it. I think they toss it.
Yeah, they should.
I think they toss it because Oregon's the one seed, and they have a much more difficult road than Georgia, the two seed. It's just the way that it
worked out. Way tougher.
Yeah. So Ohio State, Tennessee is the 8-9 game. Texas versus Clemson, 5-12, after Clemson won the ACC. Penn State and SMU, the 6-11, and then Notre Dame, Indiana is the 7-10. So Alabama left out. They were probably the they did have three losses. I don't think they deserve to be in, but they are the ones that people were talking about the most.
I mean, it's
lost three games.
Right.
Alabama, you lost to Vanderbilt.
To unranked
you lost to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma.
Alabama would have gotten in. Right. I'm not crying for them either. They would have gotten in if Clemson if SMU beat Clemson.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. Nope. So you got boned. Sorry, but you're not in it. 12 teams are in it. That's plenty of teams. You're not one of them. You weren't winning it anyway, so you don't need to cry about it.
You think Oregon wins the whole thing?
It is a tough path. So they get the winner of Ohio State, Tennessee, and then
probably Texas.
The winner of ASU and Texas.
Yeah.
I mean,
or I guess
my answer is probably still yes, but that's not an easy path. That's true.
No. But Boise State, get to see that running back kid play a few more games.
But Oregon's already beat Penn State, who was third.
Yeah.
They beat Ohio State, who was second or third when they played them. And obviously Ohio State is in this thing as well. So they've already beaten two other teams in the dance. They probably win it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
The world is a grab bag.
All right, Boston Celtics. We haven't had a chance to talk much Celtics today because of the Juan Soto news, our Patriots guests, and everything else going on with the football weekend. But the Boston Celtics had a couple of games since we've last been on. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday. But then on Saturday, a little back-to-back action, and they welcome old buddy Marcus Smart back to the Garden, and they lose to the Grizzlies. 127-121, Marcus Smart off the bench.
Oh, he shot the lights out.
19 minutes.
Yeah.
With a Marcus Smart, like, 1 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 6 from deep, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. But
he must have been playing a winning game. Oh, he was minus 10 in 19 minutes. Got it.
He hurt them significantly when he's out there. But you know who's had an awesome year is John Morant.
He has.
John Morant is back.
You saw that dunk?
Well, yeah. I thought he wasn't dunking. Didn't he say that?
He just said he wasn't
dunking. He said, I don't dunk anymore.
And then he, like, double clutch threw down on Porzingis' head. Reverse. Double clutch dunked on Porzingis' head.
Yeah. So
it's pretty sweet.
He's been awesome. The Grizzlies have been good. So they're 16-8. But second half of back-to-back, no Al Horford. But they did have their main starting line. They had their real starting lineup in the game. They didn't shoot great from three as a team. Tatum, another one of these clunkers, he was 1 of 10. From three.
And 6 of 21 from the floor. They were 18 of 60 overall from
three. Drew Holiday took 17 threes.
Okay, well here's the deal. They were leaving him wide open.
Yep.
And
like they're giving him the Rondo treatment.
Yeah. You know what? And I don't want to give Marcus Smart too much credit, but I wonder if Smart said, hey, this bothers Tatum and Brown if you don't leave them. Like, leave anybody else.
Yeah.
And maybe it was up to the coaching staff to figure out who that was, or maybe I'm giving Marcus Smart too much credit. But he does have a lot of institutional knowledge about Tatum and Brown.
Yeah,
watch that going forward, because Mazzulla came out after the game. He's like, I love it. I hope more teams do it. Drew's an all-star. Dangerous plan to do that. I'd do that now. If I'm other teams, I'm letting Drew Holiday launch. Go ahead and launch, and we're going to cover everybody else and see if you can make it. See if you can beat us. They couldn't beat the Grizzlies that way.
It's got to be in your head, too, because you're not that bad of a shooter, but you're obviously not a great shooter from there. Right. On the season, he's like under 33%,
yeah,
and that includes the game.
He's a 40% shooter a year ago, but it's because they're wide open.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're coming in the flow of the offense. These are going to be wide open, but you're almost
different.
Forced to shoot it. It is different. I'd keep doing that. He's probably a good enough player to shoot him out of it. But until you prove you can, I keep doing that.
So the Celtics are now 19-5 on the season. They're off until Thursday when they play Detroit. Another game that feels like they've played the Pistons five times already, but they're going to play the Pistons again.
Ma'am, what'd they do with Lieutenant
Grab Bag?
So the guy who sent all these Forrest Gump grab bags sent in like a ton more Forrest Gump grab bags.
More of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bubba told me everything he knew about
Grab Bag.
Oh, wow. I thought that was going to be like just the never-ending shrimp references, all grab bags?
No, didn't do that.
Okay, good.
My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me
Grab Bag.
I feel like it's too much. I mean, I know it was an Oscar-winning film.
There's some deep cuts from Forrest Gump.
The Jitty and Me was like peas and
Grab Bag.
It's too much. I feel like it's way too much.
I would have gone with grabs and bags
I'm
there.
Pretty tired. Thank God.
Grab Bag.
Now.
Why are you so good to me?
You're my girl.
I'll always be your
Grab Bag.
The guy just loves Forrest Gump. So he sent him like a pile. There's too many of them.
I almost respect him going back to the being
He's like, guys, I have more Forrest Gump grab bags.
Forrest Gump grab bags. I almost respect it more.
Do you?
Yeah.
My mom always said life was like a box.
Grab bag.
You never know what you're going to get.
I suppose that's true. All right, the Boston Bruins, Jones. The last time we saw them, they hadn't played Philly. They got an overtime win over the Flyers on Saturday, and they've now won four in a row. They're off once again tonight. They'll be in Winnipeg tomorrow to start this five-game Western road trip. Winnipeg's been nasty this year, and I remember when Montgomery got fired and they turned it over to Sacco, or maybe even right before Montgomery got fired, we were saying they have a window of games against not great opponents that they need to pile up a bunch of points. And to their credit, they've done just that.
They have. I give our good pal DJ Bean credit for this. He was talking about the easy schedule coming up. They've fattened up on it, but let's see if they can handle teams like Winnipeg going forward. Mm-hmm. The key is going to be guys like Marchand, who got the tying goal over the weekend, guys like Pastrnak, who got the feed to Zaka for the overtime winner. Those guys need to stay hot. Those guys need to stay going, and they're playing well off one another right now. Marchand and Pastrnak, we've seen them playing together on a line these last couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if that lasts or if that's just a shot in the arm to get them going. But either way, now when you start getting tougher opponents, this is when it's going to matter more. I give them credit for fattening up and getting points. They needed to get points, but let's see how long they keep it up.
So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because I tell you the truth, I don't give a
grab bag.
Boston College football going to be taking on Nebraska in the Pinstripe Bowl.
I feel like BC's played in this bowl before,
they have,
right?
Yeah, I think they have, yeah.
So, I mean, I know Yankee a lot Stadium. Of I know a lot of the ways it works is if you're like the fifth ACC team,
get in there.
You end up going to the Pinstripe. I know it's kind of predetermined that way, but yeah. It takes away when you go to the same bowl every other year.
Yeah, but you can really kind of mark your territory. Like, we're
that's
the pinstripe.
True.
Yeah, we have all the Pinstripe records.
Yeah, we recruit the Bronx like nobody's business.
Like nobody's,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Patriots game this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals will be on CBS, and you'll be happy to know that Tom McCarthy will be on the call alongside Jay Feely, Ross Tucker, and Amanda Bialonis.
Bialonis. Nice. Well, Ross Tucker, who will be on WEEI afternoons tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's part of it, him and Jay Feely.
Yep, you got them all.
Wow.
Got them
Is
all
that a normal
there.
Broadcast team for CBS every week?
I don't remember this team.
I mean, I
just keep, yeah, I
don't
guess.
Don't make me.
It seems new to me.
Don't make me long for the days of Spiro Ditas and Arch. Don't
no,
make me
no,
do that.
No, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Where's Arch?
Well, we'll find out. Maybe this will be our new favorite team.
Maybe.
Who's to say?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, how about the Golden Globe nominations came out today?
Oh.
I won't rip through every single one of them, but just for the TV series,
okay.
Best drama or TV and movie. I'll give you TV and movies, all the actors and stuff. You can look it up. Best drama series: The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Squid Game.
Okay, the new season. The
which is crazy. It's not even out.
It's not out yet, but they must have. I'm sure the people that vote
screeners.
On it have all seen it, which is good because it comes out the day after Christmas. And I loved season one, So maybe this will be good. Shogun was excellent.
I was going to say, I've heard you talking that up in the past. So is that out of what you've seen, that's your pick?
Shogun was really good. Day of the Jackal, I'm three episodes in, and it's very good. Okay. It's the Eddie Redmayne show on Peacock. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I've heard good things about, haven't watched. Slow Horses, they're on like their fourth season, I think. It's the Gary Oldman show on Apple. And then The Diplomat. Was The Diplomat the one with Kate Winslet? I feel like I watched an episode and ducked on that.
Not for you.
I would say Shogun. Yeah, Shogun should be the favorite. Okay. Best musical / comedy series, Abbott Elementary, The Bear, The Gentleman, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, and Only Murders in the Building.
Okay, so that and The Bear, they kind of clean up at these award shows,
all
right?
The time.
So
I think The Bear got a bunch of noms, which it's also not a comedy. Everybody always asks about it. They do weird things with their categories.
I don't know who the favorite is out of Only Murders in the Building and The Bear, but just from watching award shows, I feel like those shows typically clean up.
Good question by Clappy Cheeks 10 in the Twitch chat. The Penguin?
Yeah, where's The Penguin?
For some reason, got tied into TV movie anthology series, some other category.
Oh,
which I don't think it is. It should be
so.
In,
it
like,
is.
Drama.
It is nominated, it but it's not up for best drama.
Correct.
Got it.
They put it in the wrong category.
Got it.
So it did in fact get nominated for something. All right, the movies: Best Picture Drama, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part Two, Nickel Boys, and September 5th.
Okay,
I've seen lie.
The Bob Dylan one doesn't look so hot.
No,
you've seen Dune 2.
I've seen Dune 2. That's it. I've seen almost 60 movies that have come out this year.
None of them.
One of those six. So dumb. All right, and then the Best Picture Musical Comedy. So, yeah, I would go Dune 2, but I have nothing to compare it to. The Best Picture Musical Comedy noms: Anora, Challengers, Amelia Perez, A Real Pain, The Substance, and Wicked.
How many of these did you see?
Out
of your 60. Movies.
One. Wow. Challengers,
boy, oh boy,
which is supposed to be a sexy tennis romp.
Oh, that's that one.
That
wasn't
nearly sexy enough.
No?
No, not at all.
A lot of near sex.
Apparently, Anora's really good. I didn't know it was a comedy. It probably isn't a comedy. The Substance, I think, is a horror movie, which I need to see. I will see that soon.
And Anora seems depressing by the trailer.
Yeah, it's like a working girl meets like a guy who's like, the kid's like in the mafia, right? Or the dad is, and then they like end up as like a couple.
Doesn't seem like a comedy at all.
It does not seem super funny, but yet it got thrown in there.
It's odd that it's in the comedy.
People do like Wicked, though, so I wouldn't be shocked.
That'll probably win. Every other commercial break.
Yeah, wouldn't be shocked at all if that ends up winning.
Why are there so many songs about
Rabbit? How about this? Netflix will be adding Kay Adams, Robert Griffin III, Mina Kimes, Manti Te'o, and Drew Brees to its Christmas Day NFL doubleheader lineup. Hopefully the stream goes a little bit better than Tyson Paul, so you can watch it a little bit.
Or maybe not.
maybe not. But there you go. You're going to get to see all these guys. Manti Te'o.
Another strong broadcasting team. Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely?
Yeah.
Wow.
Move over. Everybody. I wonder seriously if they figure out the stream. I
bet they have.
You think so?
Won't there be less people watching that than the Paul Tyson fight? So just buy it.
It's still NFL, though.
No,
there'll be a lot of people.
But it won't be that many, though.
Yeah.
All right. Grab bag.
Best NBA performers from yesterday, Nikola Jokic. 48 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Denver Nuggets. Dennis Schroeder, 34 points and 11 assists. TJ McConnell dropped 30, had 6 assists. Tyler Hero, 34, 6, and 7. And Giannis had 34, 11, and 4. Probably have to go with Jokic.
Yeah,
they blew out the Hawks.
Well, earlier in the weekend, I think he said his career high, 56, I think, happened over the weekend
as
well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we're going with a left fielder who played for the Expos, Angels, Tigers, Red Sox, Braves, and Yankees.
Okay.
Left field, he would hit left-handed.
Okay.
He had a career-high 10 dongs in the 1996 season.
Career-high, yeah. So I was about to lean in on a guy I've guessed many times. Were you going to guess Cliff Floyd?
No, I was going to guess Mark Whitten.
Hard-hitting Mark Whitten. No, he hit more in one game than this guy hit in many seasons.
So 10?
Yeah. He broke into the majors in 1993. His last season was 2006.
Okay, what year with the Red Sox?
Looks like two games in 97. I think it was nine in 2000.
Wow, okay. Give me the first teams again.
So went to the Sox, came back to the Sox.
But like for a short period of time.
Yes.
Give me the Expos, main teams.
Expos, Angels. Actually, by games played, it went Tigers, Expos, Braves, Angels, Red Sox, Yankees.
Wow.
So not really, like, I mean, a cup of coffee, the Red Sox and the Yankees.
You said left field.
Left fielder.
10 homers.
He'd pinch hit you a little bit.
Oh,
a zero-time All-Star.
So that's a hint. That's a Keith hint right there. I don't know what it means, but Keith's dropping hints.
He had two. No.
Ooh,
good one.
Good guy.
Pinch hit.
He had two
career had to have more than 10.
Postseason at-bats. He was on the 04 Angels team. Other than that, did not play.
I have no
this is a deep
one.
Cut. I actually got this. Somebody somebody texted me to use this one.
Okay.
So this one might be even too
Darren
hard.
Darren Erstad.
No.
Nope, not Darren Erstad. It's not Babe Ruth. It's not.
Wait, Twitch chat had it? I just saw a bunch of names.
No.
I was going to say, I don't think they did.
Not Shoeless Joe.
Somebody DM'd me this
one.
Oh,
I see.
So this is one that, so if it's
I don't think anybody's got it.
No?
I don't see it on the, nothing that looks right on the text line or Twitch chat.
All right.
I'm stumped. Are you stumped?
Right. Okay. Stumped?
Any other clues? Are we all out of clues?
I think somebody in the Twitch has it now.
Right. They do?
Yep. Twitch, not text. Twitch chat has it.
Juan Beniquez?
It's not Juan Beniquez.
No. Curtis Pride, is that who it is?
He got it!
I saw that in there. I do briefly remember.
Could have given me a million guesses.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I do briefly remember Curtis Pride being here. Kind of remember.
For like a hot second.
Yeah.
I would have thought he played on some of those playoff Yankee teams, but I guess he didn't. Or at least not in the postseason.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's how you play a random baseball player. You don't always get them. That's the thing. It's tough.
No, you do not.
You got to tune in to find out.
The risk of running a little long here, do you want an update from what Bill had to say about the job to McAfee? Reading from Cadlick here. Nick was cluing us in on some of this, too. He said, let me put this in capital letters about how he would run a college program. If, all caps, I was in college, the college program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that had the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program, training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques that would transfer to the NFL, and it would be an NFL program at the college level with an education that would get players ready for their career after football. It would be geared toward developing players, time management, blah, 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 blah. I'm very confident that I have the contacts in the NFL to pave the way for those players
who have the
recruiting.
I mean,
taking the job.
That's his pitch.
He's taking the job.
That's literally it right there.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I think he's taking the
Apparently
job.
He said, we'll see at the end of the interview.
Dude, he's taking the job.
I mean,
is like you are telling everybody on McAfee.
He at least wants it because that's a real pitch.
Yeah.
That's a real pitch.
I can get you to the NFL. You're going to get a bunch of kids to go there.
Yeah. Now, you know, he's going to have everybody playing special teams and they're all going to sneak in as seventh rounders. But okay.
Patricia and McDaniels can't, you know, take them in the pros because they won't be there. But still,
we can criticize, you know, how great of a NFL pipeline it would be. But that's a real pitch. That's his pitch right there.
He's doing it.
Interesting.
I think now there's a good chance.
Well, that's an interesting. It took him long enough in the interview to finally get to something.
Well, they had to talk about Navy.
No, they had to.
Yeah.
All right. More of this, I'm sure, with WEEI Afternoons. We're going to talk to Drake May, a UNC alum. Later on today, Arcan Hart. We'll see what they have coming up, and we'll get to Clip du Jour next.
All right. Time now for the Clip du Jour here on Jones and Keith. You ready for that, Jones?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And, of course, on a Patriots Monday, it's man-to-man-to-man with Christian Gonzalez.
It's man-to-man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
First up this week.
Hell yes. Let the intro play.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun, Christian. Sorry. My mistake. I was excited to get to our first question, Christian. Our first question for Christian Gonzalez this week. Do you have a pet?
I do. Cane Corso.
Nice. What was your first job?
The NFL.
Nice. It's a good place to start.
That's a good job.
Do you prefer, Christian, a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
Probably fake. I never had a real one.
How much would you have given Juan Soto?
Me, personally?
That's right.
I mean, don't know. I don't really pay attention to baseball. But I know he just got paid $700 million. So, I mean, nowhere near that.
Okay.
Good answer.
Fair enough.
You're playing rock, paper, scissor. What are you throwing? Rock, paper, or scissor?
Rock.
If you could steal a smooch from any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, no, y'all trying to get me.
This is also your chance. Maybe toss this out there. You never know. We can make a love connection.
Like a Travis
here.
Kelce type situation.
Yeah. All right. You don't want to take this? Okay. Fair enough. Keep it to yourself.
Okay. Do you prefer, that was a spicy question from Keith. Do you prefer spicy or mild?
Mild.
What is the best flavor of ice cream?
Coffee.
Nice.
Who's winning the college football playoff, Christian?
Oregon.
Do you use emojis when you text? And if so, which do you use the most?
Probably the laughing one. I use that one all the time.
Nice.
Nice. It's
there
good
you
one.
Go. That's how you play man to man to man. Hmm. How about that laughing emoji? Cry face. Like the cry face. Like laughing so hard you're crying.
Yeah, yeah.
From Christian Gonzalez.
Big coffee ice cream guy, which I like. He has a cane corso.
Yeah.
I was unfamiliar with that dog. Nice looking dog.
Oh, yeah. Handsome dog.
Big dog.
Real nice. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do we know that? I feel like we broke some news there.
I don't think
did anybody know what he had for a pet thing?
Well, because I thought he said King Corso.
I also so kind of like, thought
okay,
that
so we
the
got
first
a name,
time.
But not what it is.
Right, right,
and
right.
I just Googled it, and it's a massive dog.
Nice.
It's a big old dog.
Nice.
So does he have a girlfriend, so he doesn't want to say who his celebrity steal smooches? Or does he just not even have one, and he doesn't want to even, I don't know.
I think Billy's onto something
maybe
with that.
He does.
Yeah. I just like some of the noises that he made. You know,
he thinks about those questions.
Well, he gave us one of those, and he also gave us a mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm not
not going there.
Not answering that. Nice try.
You're not going to get me.
Nice try, Keith. Got to wake up pretty early in the morning.
Nope, not this week.
Okay, so
not
Bill Belichick.
Maybe he's working on the crush.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to just throw it out there and then be like, that's right. Your one.
That
you miss
sense.
On that. Then you're like, I should have said this person.
That
and that
sense.
Person's like, yeah, it wasn't
agents
even your first.
Agents and managers talking to each other, trying to set something up, maybe like a lunch or something. Mm. We could have possibly ruined it.
Yeah. Well, Keith.
Sydney Sweeney, I think, is married.
Not for long.
Zendaya is with Tom Holland.
Uh-huh.
So some of these A-listers are kind of off the board, I guess.
It's Hollywood. That can change in
a minute. Hollywood. He's a young gun, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You got to go, you know.
Quick answer on the Ducks.
Yep.
I actually wasn't really sure how quick that would be, but he was very quick.
I mean, the team
quick
that
he to go on the
Ducks.
I
got them winning
well,
the
you know,
thing.
We've talked to him enough. I still wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But there you go.
That's why you play the game.
It's up on the Odyssey app. You can check that out each and every Monday here on Jones and Keefe with Christian Gonzalez. Man-to-man-to-man coverage.
That's right.
Three men, 10 questions. I guess WEI Afternoons, they're live at Gillette today.
All right. It's Patriots Monday after all.
We'll be talking to UNC alum Drake May.
Oh, yeah.
Alum. He at least attended the school. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Give the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift card. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive an extra $5 bonus card for yourself. So I'm sure they'll be picking up with Bill Belichick basically giving his recruiting pitch to the McAfee show earlier today.
I'm sold.
Plus all their thoughts on Juan Soto, the Red Sox striking out, the weekend that was in the NFL. Stay tuned. It's WEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday. On a Tom E. Tuesday, we got Kiefer Madness, and of course, a D'Angelo's Tuesday. It's tomorrow at 10, right here on WEEI.
The whole thing has been a disaster.